listen. It's a long road to get us where we want to go. I'll keep on going, no matter how it rolls.
Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers, my friends. How are you today? It is Moke Angel, and welcome to my second episode, which is for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, you guys, you all, you ladies, you fabulous, strong mothers out there. I am excited about this particular pod trail. It is near and dear to my heart because I am a mother, of course, and I am a very, very fortunate mother because I have beautiful, beautiful kids who are adults now that have flown the nest and are living their life's journey wherever it leads them. And right now they are doing a fantastic job of being able to be responsible, well-adjusted adults. Thank God, because I tell you what, it was not a completely easy road for us as a young family, and this is why I wanted to have this pod trail with you mothers out there today, because I am hoping I will be able to share a bit of advice, tips, information with you, however you want to process it for your beautiful ears to listen to, and hopefully it will help you if you are having some you just need like a little bit of advice or guidance into what can you do to be the best mother for your children as you possibly can, especially being a young parent. And that is why I'm sharing with you on this pod trail today, five things a mother will want to know raising young kids. And the reason why you may want to know this stuff is because of the fact that these are things that I wish I actually knew when I was, or paid more attention to when I was younger and raising my kids, or I actually knew. I have to be straight with you. This might be able to help you, especially if you come from kind of a background that I did. I came from a generational, dysfunctional, very, very gnarly kind of background, how I was raised. And it's not completely my parents' fault, which is something that I had learned as I got older and I started to re-educate myself and all of those things. And this is going to go ahead and lead me to my first bit of advice to you, and that is, do things you love to do. Now, for a lot of us women out there, nowadays especially, one of the things that we love to do is our careers, or whatever it is that we have gotten educated for, or have an education for, or have work experience for. And maybe that was before you became a mother, okay? For some of us, it might be during that time of being educated or getting the work experience for it, you became a mother. Whichever way it happened, and you are a career-minded person or a career-minded woman, then, or a career-minded mother, then make sure that you can find that balance. And if that's something that you love, that you don't lose that. And if you have the capability of being able to continue to do that while you are raising your children, then find that balance and continue to do it and not give it up, because of the fact that there's some of us out there, and I can probably say that for myself, who wish that they were able to have been able to pursue their careers or their ideas of what they wanted to be as a career when they were younger or as young mothers, and they kind of put it aside. Or, you know, I mean, if you had to, that's a different story, and that was part of my case, is I had to. But if not, then don't. And don't feel guilty if you decide to follow through with that, because all you're doing is that you're just teaching your daughter, your son, if you're a single mom, you know, if you're teaching your kids that it's important, and you're able to pursue things that you want to do as far as being able to provide for yourself financially and still be a great mother okay? The reason why I'm saying this is because it's really important that as a mom, you don't forget or you know things that you love to do, even though you still are raising your young kids. And especially when we start doing, you know, we get our babies and they're so precious, like, oh, you just want everything, you want to give everything to them. And that part of giving everything to them is everything that you forget everything that you love to do, and you put that aside and you just concentrate on everything that they want to do or love to do in life. And it's important that you don't lose that part of you because of this reason, and this is a hindsight part of it, is because when your children, once you finally get to the raising them and nurturing them through their young years until they become young adults and they're able to fly from the nest like my children did on their own, you are going to have to remember or know things that you love to do so you don't have to end up going through the whole cycle of trying to re-date yourself and find out, like, oh, what do you like to do when you go out on a date? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's important to know what you love to do, because not only is it important for you to remember and know that, it's important for you to share those things with your kids, because those are things that they'll be able to not only learn to do for themselves as far as teaching themselves self-care skills, but also they'll find a passion or know what passion is like, and then they'll be able to either join you in the same passion, or as far as, you know, things that they like to do, or they'll know that when they find something that they would love to do, they'll know what that feels like. They'll know what it, they can see it. You'll be able to be that example for them as well. So it's really important that you don't lose that. You make sure that, and if you don't have it, then find those things. And if you're someone who's, this is also for you, who is planning on becoming a parent or a mother, or is about to have your own child, then maybe that's why you're listening to this now. So, you know, congratulations to the new mom coming, you know, about to be born as well with their baby in this world. That these are things that you might want to know before you have your child and you can work on, okay? Or if you're a woman out there who's planning on becoming a mother, these are things that you might want to know before you have your children. These are things that I wish I did, as far as being a bit more active in my self-education. But, you know, my head as a young kid was not in it. It was just like, you know, I was into the mess of it as being young. But now, these are things that I wish I knew before. I mean, these are things that you should have been taught anyway. So it's really important that you learn things that you love to do, and you keep those things that you love to do as part of your motherhood experience, because it's something that you can raise your kids to also experience with you. And that's just like, you know, it's like the best thing. And when you share something with your child that you love to do, it's like the coolest thing in the world. I mean, that bond and that experience is, it will stay with them forever, especially if it's something that's super, super positive. And as much positivity as possible that you can share with your kids is major, major important. All right, so number two, this also is gonna sound like you're like, oh, it's all about me. Well, this just so happens to be on Mother's Day, so it kind of makes sense that it has to have a bit more information that's geared towards, or advice that's geared towards you, but it's still pertaining to raising your children. But this is important. It's important for you to keep yourself healthy. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because being a mother is exhausting. It is so exhausting. Even when your children, you know, get older and things like that, it still, you know, is a bit worrisome for you. It's not as physically exhausting as when they're younger and you have to go through all the things with them and all the activities and, you know, just play outside with them and those sort of things. You're interactive with your children on a constant, and it's just like, it's tiring at times because there's just not enough time in the day to do everything that you have to do besides raise your kids, right? So keeping yourself healthy is super important. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go out there and, you know, you have to be like physically fit to the, you know, quarter bouncing tink tink sort of way where you're rocking a six pack and all that stuff. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that keeping yourself healthy as physically as you possibly can, just so that it can help doing like preventative measures to be able to have the stamina to keep up with all the things that you need to do with your children when it's time for raising them, as well as not only making sure that you're taking care of your stress levels, and especially stress levels, because that can make you physically sick in turn. We're learning this more and more every time we talk about it. And also your mental health. Now, if you're someone who suffers from mental health issues, that's not a big deal. The thing is that part of keeping yourself healthy is addressing it. And the more you address it and you deal with it, the less it becomes a problem during your child raising years. And so don't be afraid of it. Don't be ashamed of it. Just go ahead and do what you need to do to educate yourself and know and learn the management skills that you need to learn to deal with any type of mental health issues that you have. Okay, so that's not, you know, and mental health issues, like, you can just be overstressed, you can be a workaholic. Don't think that mental health issues means, like, you know, you're totally depressive and all these other, it can be simply just like you're just too stressed out, you're just overstressing yourself, you're over worrying yourself. All right, so do those things that you need to do to keep yourself healthy. That's number two. Number three, keep yourself educated on your parenting skills, as far as like life skills, as well as your discipline options. And it's really important that when you're dealing with your education, as far as a discipline option for your children, that you are finding ways or skills that is adaptable or adjustable depending on the age of your children, because it's really super important that different stages of your child's life, there's different ways of being able to discipline your kids and having to deal it in a way where it's still constructive. Okay, and there's things out there now, it's not like back in the day, like how I was raised, like there was only a particular way of being disciplined and that was it. But there's other ways that you have, or other options out there that can help you as far as how, if you have to deal with that part of it. And a lot of us don't want, you know, when you're a mom especially, it's like the last thing you want to do is discipline your child. It's like you just want to spoil the crap out of them. But it's important, you know, that you don't also always leave that particular, if there's a two-parent situation, that you always don't want to leave that situation for like the one parent to have to handle and the other parent does, you know what I mean? Me personally, that's how I feel. It's like it should be, because things are a lot different from back in the day, where it's not like one, you know, parent is the maternal one and the one parent is the, you know, paternal one or the more disciplinary one and the other, you know what I mean? It can kind of be more of a cooperative situation between the two parents nowadays. It's a partnership, I feel. So that's me personally. However, we're talking about you as a mom. Nah, okay, we're focused on mamas today. All right, mothers, we're talking about us today. Okay, so make sure that you get yourself as self-educated as possible in those areas, especially like teaching life skills. It's really super important, because I feel like there's a lot of that kind of missing for some of us out there. When I say a lot of us, for some of us. But okay, that particular part of parenting is kind of like, it's been a little bit like, because we're in two income households, it's not so much, you know, there's a parent that stays home and a parent that goes to work. And as much as I think that's a wonderful thing to do, especially if that's something you're able to do, and sometimes you're not really able to, but you have to do it, then it's important that you are able to teach your kids life skills that help them become more independent adults when they get older, which that's what the adult part is. So it's things like just washing dishes, just, you know, being able to maintain your, like, mowing the lawn, just those type of life skills have boundaries are super, super important, especially nowadays. Boundaries, personal boundaries, are super important to teach your kids those sort of life skills. And if you don't know what those life skills are, then go out and find, either you can find a trusted family member that you just love the way they raise their kids. If you don't, you feel like you need more education on that or what have you, or books. There's a lot of books out there that can teach you some information. I mean, I tell you what, one of the things that really, really worked for little young toddler, you know, toddler age kids to, dang, like junior high school timeouts. I tell you what, and there's different levels of that. So look into timeouts if you want to. And then that's an option for you as a way for disciplining your kid. And like a life skill, I already shared some of those things with you. Just doing like learning how to do chores, learning how to do hobbies. It's really important that you teach your kids things that they could be passionate about, not so much as like a career choice or what have you, but just things that they would love to do and learn, like and you can do it together. So those are part of life skills that I'm talking about. All right, so number four, this is a big one for me, and I probably should be more up higher on the numbers here than where I have it, but this is important. And what the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because this is something that I am definitely, and I was guilty of. And it's funny because I brought this up with my kids now as they're older. It's like, this is, I feel like I needed to explain to them a little bit more, like why I was so much in the background for such a long period of time. And the reason why is because I ended up, when my kid was really young and they first started in elementary school, I remember when I was picking them up from school, because I had to pick up my kids and drop them off every day for like ever. And anyhow, when I was picking my kid up from school, I remembered, I overheard one of my kids' little friends that were hanging out with them at the time, waiting for their parents to pick them up too, say to him, "Oh my gosh, I didn't, you know," well, in little kid's ways, "Well, your mom's black." And I was just like, oh. And then there was little things that were happening after that, and it was just a particular area. The school that I was, our kids went to, was, you know, I was stoked because it was rated one of the best elementary schools at the time, and I was excited that they were able to, we managed to be able to move in that area and they went to that school. But I was also surprised because at the time that had happened, I just felt like, you know, what freaking year are we living in right now? And what state do I live in at the moment? And why am I still having to hear something like that? And why now I have to subject my kids to it? And there was some other incidents that happened where it just made it like it was kind of the obvious scenario that kept on happening, was just, you know, my skin tone just wasn't the right tone for their kids to be playing with my kids. And so, yeah, it was really bad. So eventually I just started like scooting back, you know, more and more in the background as much as I could, because I was worried about my kids' social interactions with other kids, or being, you know, socializing with other kids, making friends because of me. And I should never have done that. I feel, especially after I spoke to one of my kids, it's the fact that I let somebody tell, or some other, it was like a little kid, but it wasn't just a little kid. It was just, they were having these issues where, you know, they would, one time their kids were okay to come over and play, the next time it's like they just, you know, they weren't able to come over and play anymore. And it was, you know, just silly stuff that just reminded me of going through school again. And it was just like, now it's just, I had to go through school again with my kids through school, and dealing with all of the whole, at that time when I was younger, I had to deal with that. I mean, it was, you know, my and I'm not bringing this up like, you know, race is a big deal or whatever. It's not, I mean, I can't, because I am interracial. And so I've never ever had that problem. I've never had, like, I would look at someone and judge them by the shade that they were, you know what I mean? So, it just never made sense to me. It was like, why? I wasn't, you know, I came from two different, even when I say interracial, I mean, obviously the shades difference were, it was obvious is what I mean. You can be interracial and you can still have the same shade. So that's, let me clarify that, because this is a podcast and you cannot see me right now. Yes. And you know, their dad is a very English representative of an Englishman. So there you go. So it's not like I have, you know, I've ever had a problem with that. That's not the problem. The problem was that I wasn't strong enough mentally at the time. And I let the insecurities of when I was younger take over my being a mother and being an example for them to be able to stand up to that sort of, or let that affect, you know, our reason of being able to socialize with other people. And I should have known better. And I should have had more confidence in myself and just said, you know, like, fuck it. You know, if your parents don't like me, just because, or not going to like my kids just because of me, I'm not going to sit here and stand in the background for them. I mean, what kind of example is that? But that's what I did. And it's a shameful thing, I feel, because I thought I was doing the right thing by not, you know, by standing in the shadows and making sure that they're, you know, it's not going to affect their social lives. But, you know, what happens when they find out later, it's like, you know, all this, oh, guess who's coming for dinner? I mean, it's just like, really, I should have had more confidence then. And I wish I did. And this is all I'm saying to you moms out there. Don't let your physical, you know, your physical, the way you physically look affect how you are as a parent and how as a mother, as a parent to your children, especially when they start going to school, and not representing being their advocate and being a proud parent of your child. And, you know, I mean, I understand that you have to, you know, let them grow up to be individuals and we'll get to that part, but let them, you know, have to learn how to stand on their own and do all of those things. But at the same time, you know, don't feel like you have to stand on your own and not be there and not be there by their side just because you're afraid that it's gonna affect them as far as who they're gonna have, you know, who's gonna be their friends or not. Because the real friends are gonna be the ones that don't even care. The real friends are gonna love you too as their mother. You know, that's not going to stop them from being their real friends, is what I'm saying. And they might not even like you because you might be, you know, you might be one of those moms that, are very, attentive to your children. Let's just put it that way. And you know, you don't really like, well, your mom just doesn't let you do whatever you want. Good. That's a good thing. But that's not part of my advice for today. So one of the things that I have to say is that just make sure that you are not ashamed of being your kid's mom. Don't let your physical appearance stop you from being seen with your children, especially in their school situations, okay? It's really super important that you don't do that and don't let your, and I know it's hard for some of us who are dealing with like anxiety or self-esteem issues and those sort of things, and this is where number two was really important for me to put into there. It's like, keep yourself healthy. And part of keeping yourself healthy, let me interject into that really quick. Let's just back up for a second. Part of keeping yourself healthy is making sure you really learn, if you don't know how, to love yourself. It's very, very important. Because if you don't know how to love yourself, then as what RuPaul says, then how the hell are you supposed to love anybody else? All right? And I'm not saying that because of all these other political things that are trying to be interjected into certain things that it's not. It's just a good saying. Okay? That's how he said it. So, anyhow, it's really important that you do that, because you need to be the example, right? That's part of the life skill thing. You need to be the one to show your kids that they have to do the same thing for themselves, because you know what? They're going to probably have to deal with some of that stuff at school. So they're going to have to help have a way of being able to build up their self-confidence, their self-esteem, when you're not there to cheer them on and let them know how fantastic, lovely, beautiful, strong, handsome, because I don't know if you have a boy or a girl or what, but you know what I mean? You're not going to be there. So you have to be able to help them know that they can do it too when they're feeling that sort of pressure coming on. And the only way that they're going to be able to do that is if you're able to handle it yourself. And I feel like I kind of like dropped the ball on that part. Okay. And that's one of the reasons why, in hindsight, these are certain things that I wanted to share with you as a mom. Please do not be ashamed of yourself. And if you need to work on that, work on it. It's perfectly all right. For you need to do that. It's super, super important, especially if you have daughters. And I'm not trying to make it like, you know, boys are any less important to pay attention to with something like that. But as a mom, you know, as moms who are also having to be able to show their daughters, who a lot of times will follow how their mom is, how, you know, she will be able to handle those sort of situations, then, you know, if you're going to kind of shy away from it, then she might shy away from it. And the only problem is nowadays you have to be really careful, because there's so much more things out there that, you know, especially you young moms that don't even know what I'm talking about. But back in the day, I mean, we thought some of the stuff that was out there was kind of a gnarly thing to worry about and deal with. But you moms nowadays, the things that are coming up in your school systems at the moment, you really need to pay attention to what's going on in your school systems, what are being represented to your kids or being presented to your kids as far as what under the name of education is concerned. And if you're not careful, especially with your daughters, and actually now, unfortunately, with your sons, then they'll be making some decisions on things that you are not going to be down with, and that they're not going to, you know, they're going to wish they didn't go there. All right. So this is why I'm saying, don't be ashamed of that, because you might have to just show up there and go, I'm going to have to deal with this, and you're going to have to see all of me to deal with it. So just deal with that too. And let's get, you know, I got to take care of this. This is not happening with my child. Okay. So number five. Now this is super important to me as a mother, and I want to share this with you because this is one of the things that I had to experience when I was growing up as a kid. And I wish that I had, you know, I wish my mother would have at least stepped in and just made me feel this. And it's not, you know, I'm not blaming her at all. It's just, you know, that's just part of what was going on. And it still goes on nowadays. But it's not, moms are just not the only ones guilty of it. Okay. It's not just that. But this is a really important thing to do. And I think a lot of times moms get more of the heat of this because we're supposed to be the more maternal one. We're supposed to be the soft one. We're supposed to be the more understanding, the more empathetic one. Emotionally, we feel things, for the most part, most mothers do. There are some moms out there that, well, anyway. And, you know, when I say you're a mom, it's the one who has the most maternal, who's the most maternal parent in your relationship. Okay. So that's what I mean. And because we have all these different types of relationships, there's always going to be one that's going to be a bit more on the emotional sensitive side. And there's going to be the one that's going to be a bit more on the, let's say more on the protective side. Okay. So, that's just how things just work out. It just seems to be. And so we'll just put it that way. So just to make it, you know, for whoever stays home as the maternal one. Okay. And that's just my personal feeling, not because of anything else that's out there or being said. I've always felt that way. So let me just put that out there. I'm not saying it in a way is because I'm trying to like influence any particular type of ideologue one way or the other. That is not it. All right, so let me just clear that up right now. And if you're going to get pissed off about that, well, you know, to each your own. I will have to agree to disagree, but I have always felt that way. And just because of how things are nowadays, I mean, there are, you know, there are relationships that there is going to be, even in a straight relationship, one can be, you know, dads are staying home now because the moms are the ones that are making more of the money, and that's just how it is. And that means that the dads are still a bit more on the, if they're able to be more sensitive emotionally and they can fulfill those needs, and they're just a bit more on in tune with their emotions that way and comfortable with it, because, which I'm glad that, you know, that's happening, but that's fine. It's not, you know, that's all I'm saying, you know. And if you're the mom that goes out there and you're the one that, you know, you provide for your family, you're the career person, you're still doing your part as a mom. Okay. But the thing is that what you want to do is that you want to make sure when you raise your kids that you're still raising your kids as individuals. You're not doing that favorite thing. You're not doing that they all have to be cookie cutter just exactly the same, because they're not. I'll just tell you that right now, your kids are never going to be exactly the same. You can't discipline them the same. I mean, you can, but you know, it's like your kids are going to, they're going to have different ways of dealing with things just like you do. And they're going to have different ways of processing things. So that means you might have to have a different approach when it comes to like teaching them their life skills, when it comes to their discipline options, those sort of things. You're going to have a different approach to it. And it might make your life a lot easier than trying to just have one particular way of doing it. And that's it. And you just expect things just to work out. No. And if you have, you know, especially if you have like a boy and a girl, and they have a whole different type of, their social skills are different, their, how they process things socially, emotionally, those sort of things. I mean, you just, you know, you're going to have a different outlook towards how you want to treat them and raise them as individuals. And I'm one of those people, I feel like it just encourages them to be able to really know what they want to do, or be able to find who they're supposed to be in life. Do you know what I'm saying? So if you give them that ability to choose individually as children, that, you know, I'm not expecting you to be like your sibling, or I'm not expecting you to be like your brother, I'm not expecting you to be like your sister, I'm expecting you to be like who you are. That is one of the best things that you could possibly do for your kids, I feel personally, and probably was a big saving grace as far as helping or raising our kids is concerned, because I did the complete opposite when it came to that situation when I raised my kids. That was one of the things that I was able to learn, and I'm grateful for it, because it really, I feel, just made a difference as far as how they ended up growing up and being able to now as adults. Even they're able to, like, they kind of can reflect on some of the things that they went through, and then realize that, you know, they're individuals. They were able to make those choices, make the decisions for themselves, and how they thought it was best for themselves. Do you know what I mean? Okay, I sure hope so, because I was kind of having a hard time explaining that. But that's the only thing that I would suggest for you as far as, you know, you're raising your kids are concerned. It's really super important that they are having the ability and capability of learning to know who they are as an individual human being. All right, so that is my 5 bits of advice that I would love to share with you, or 5 things that I think you should know as a young mother. Or, you know, you could have mom of teenagers or what have you, but if it helps you, then awesome. And that's my little Mother's Day gift to you as well. Oh my Lord, what is this? I'm inhaling a lot of air, and if you sing, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this pod trail today with me, and I hope you have a most blessed, very relaxing, stress-free Mother's Day. And I am looking forward to our next pod trail. It's going to be a good one. And until then, my friends, my fellow life walker and freedom talkers, what do? We love ourselves kindly, and we are grateful for one thing each day. And today, you know what I'm grateful for, right? I am grateful for being a mother of beautiful adult children who I'm now getting the blessings of being able to know them as adults, and watching them just choose the way they are walking their life journey, and just knowing that at any time they ever need me as their mom, their mama, I'm right here for them. And they know that, and I know that, and I'm super grateful for that. So, y'all take care, and you have a very, very blessed Mother's Day.